KV-1270, which also brings you mystery and adventure every Sunday afternoon in life, invites you to enjoy tonight's chapter of I Love a Mystery, transcribed every night at 10:15 on KSJZ.
Adventure thriller, The Hermit of Fancity Bay at a Bottle. But 4 o'clock in the warm, luxuriant forest fragrance of the afternoon, somewhere in the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau, in the land of Fancity Bay at the Bottle, Venezuela. Since 6 o'clock this morning, Jack and Doc have been following through the great beech and ironwood forest in the wake of the black-robed, apple-cheeked little hermit Jeremiah and his ancient, bad-tempered mule, Saul of Tarsus. Jack and Doc on their way to perform an appointed duty for the higher intelligence, who seem to reside somewhere on the Great Plateau. That is all Jack and Doc know. Those in the high places want something of them. They don't even know who Jeremiah is, except that he's called the Hermit of San Felipe Atabasco. And they don't know who Yoganda is. She seems to be a child of 15 or 16, a free nature full of naivete, full of wonder, full of joy and laughter. And now at 4 in the afternoon, the little hermit has led his party 10 hours through the heart of the forest of giant hardwood trees.
Will you come along with me, lazy jackass? With all my shit, but you're a boy, he's full of beast of burden. I don't say you in here, but I can see you wearing that paper and you sign up for your shaky tail, old lady.
You notice how Jeremiah keeps up continual conversation with that you?
I suppose even a hermit has to talk to someone.
Oh, so now you've got the little one, have you? I'm the one to hurry as a mother. Well, just hold your horses, my fine friend. I'm still short of this outfit, and I... Oh, hey there, Doc, have you decided to come up and share company with me and the imperfection of loneliness?
You sure do give that mule a bad reputation, Jeremiah.
Yeah, the one you deserve.
Did I hear you say there was water ahead?
Well, that's through those beechwoods.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a little forest stream.
You've got to give all the stars as a drink. All he thinks about is food and drink, an oversized stomach walking around on four legs with an enlarged spoon full of conscience. That's all the stars say.
A pretty little stream of water.
Oh, now. Thank you, boy. Now stick your head in and help yourself.
Well, this is shaking pleasant. Yeah, I could do with a drink. I can say,
no, I wouldn't.
You say it would be all right. Why not?
You think so?
Nothing would be 100 miles in any direction to contaminate it. Clean water. This is malaria. A slow, lovely stuff will call it tonight. Just go upstream there about Saul of Tarsus. I wouldn't ask a red-headed Eskimo to drink after it. Then don't make so much noise when you drink here. And wipe off your chin. Oh, you are slumping at that class as a man, and I've misfortune to old.
Sometimes from a look in his eye, I think he almost understands you.
No, he understands all right when he wants to.
Oh, hey, you should try that, Jack. Now, what is that? Cold. Got some kind of mineral in it. Almost like drinking sparkling water.
You know, then he's got to be moving along.
What do I do, wade across?
Then let's go a better way. Then come along, Saul of Tarsus. Come along, come along.
Well, if you don't hurt Jeremiah and then get his feet wet, I reckon it ain't no killer, and I don't see any other way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, didn't I tell you it was cold?
Well, my feet could do with a little cooling off.
I'm glad it ain't far.
There we are.
And there we are.
Oh.
Oh, my boots full of water.
I mean, you keep walking, you soon dry out. You've got to keep moving.
What are you rushing us to in such a hurry? Some
places
gotta get through before dark.
Can you get to my place before dark if we
take that long? Your place?
Then
you got
place? No, just fire friend. Get a hermit out of place to me.
See, I just never thought about it. Hermits are supposed to live in caves, ain't they?
That's right. Nothing like a nice dry cave for keeping a man warm in the cold season. Dry in the rainy season and cool in the hot season.
Are you telling us that you actually live in a cave?
Well, now, if you're going to hold it against me,
not at all. If you're comfortable in a cave, why not?
That's very generous of you. Come on, Saul, you long-lived infidel. Move it down.
Hey, what? Seems to be some kind of a commotion among the animals up here.
That will be Uganda.
Uganda? You mean she's this far from home?
The whole forest is Uganda's playground.
But you can't possibly get back home before dark.
Oh? Where do you imagine her home to be?
Well, we decided she probably lived with her folks back on the edge of the plain somewhere.
Uganda is an amazing child. And you must be surprised at anything she says or does. As to her home.
They are not to question anyone or anything, for they come. This is one of the laws of this cave.
Well, couldn't I ask just one little question?
There's not been saying the unexplainable, you know.
Did you say the unexplainable?
The unexplainable law of San Felipe Atabaco.
Well, I never heard of that. All I want to ask is, are you going to travel all the way with me? Now, baby, you're going to you come up here and walk alongside of me, eh? Come along, come up here and talk with all the process. You're neglecting the critter and he's in a mean mood.
All right, Yelmar. But I will promise you this, walk long. When you're past your probation and are permitted to cross the Rainbow Bridge, then many things will be told to you.
Probation? You mean we're to be tested in some way?
Talk. You see how angry Jeremiah is. I can say no more. The rest you will have to find out for yourself.